I didn't know that you could start using EBT cards to purchase clothes.
One thing I just don't get is why people get so pissed off about people on EBT buying soda. I was in line with someone and I overheard someone else snicker when they said that they were using their EBT because they had so much soda in their card.
So I just woke up and I checked my EBT card and guess what? Corby had nothing there. So guess what? I'm not tripping, and I'm gonna tell you why I'm not tripping.
Food stamp bans are happening across several states. You got almost a million people being kicked off of food stamps right now. And the current administration understands that too many people are on food stamps. There's a lot of welfare fraud right now. That's like the most common thing in the United States, like the biggest talk around town. Check out some of these wild food stamp videos.
Pookie, so I got a message this morning pertaining to EBT SNAP benefits in Washington State. A lady told me that a caseworker told her, or she got a letter, I can't remember which one it was, to prepare for your EBT not to come in December. I haven't heard that from anywhere else, so if you've heard the same thing, y'all let me know. She said something about prepare for another shutdown. I thought the shutdown was in January, at the end of January, and I thought this time it won't affect the stamps. Can somebody let me know what's going on with the shutdown that's coming up in January? Yes, I really got $1,100 in food stamps. That's not even the most I've ever got. I got like 13 something in food stamps. When I dropped my oldest son off, it was $1,100. Why y'all acting so surprised? I got 5 children. I wasn't working, but I was going to school and I was getting a school check. And when your income go up, your money go down on EBT. It's probably folks out here to get more than that because they got like 8, 9, 10 children. Why do y'all keep bashing folks for getting the help that they need? The man does not always stay around and help to provide. It's not that we don't want to work. Hell, we can't because who gonna watch our children? They about to do away with ABC vouchers. That means the ABC vouchers help fund the daycare that you need to go to work or go to school or do whatever you need to do. I never trusted a daycare with my children. Every time I tried to send one of my children to daycare, a child died. I'm sorry, got unalived. Or got beaten on. Something happened to the child. And that was my sign to say hell no.
I do something good. I'll
say something.
I will do something to you.
If you
prevent
this boy,
crush you.
Bro.
I don't know.
He's harassing people. He's trying to sell dope to people.
I am not. He's
trying to do what up in here?
Makes no sense. This guy just comes over to this individual, just sitting there, doing nothing, just chilling, waiting for their turn at the EBT office, comes over and just smacks a suitcase on the floor. You got a lot of people having their EBT benefits revoked. Too many people who are relatively young on EBT and food stamps. And more meltdowns are here. Check them out.
Shut down. I need to know what's going on. I got 9 kids to feed. 9 babies. And I want to know why they ain't put my food stuff on their car.
Do what?
I done been waiting. I done did my application. And I got 3 handicapped babies. I need to know why my food stuff ain't on my car. This is not right. This ain't fair. I don't care about no shutdown or none of that. But I've been calm. I've been calling. Everybody ignoring me. I done been here 3, 4, 5 times. I want to know why ain't my food stuff on my car. I got 9 days to be.
This girl been waiting all this time.
Ma'am, I done been called, like I done been down here, and this is, I'm tired.
That's sad.
I done been there, done did all that, and it still ain't put my food stamps on because it's shut down. Steps. I got 9 kids to feed. Yeah. 9 kids. Yeah. 4 of them ain't mine. I'm taking care of other people's kids. I'm old, I'm tired, I got arthritis. I'm tired of coming back and forth down here about my food stamps. Now I need my stamps, now I ain't gonna keep going through this. I'm already going through a lot of pain. Okay, now this is my 5th time coming down. I had an interview and all. Now this ain't fair how y'all doing.
131.
This ain't fair. I done been all right there. Y'all done did my interview and all, and I still ain't got my steps. Still ain't got my steps.
Yeah, my balance disappeared on my EBT card. I am at the register. Did this happen to anybody else? I just looked at the transactions. It says that something was deposited, but it's gone. Happen to anybody else, or are we the only ones, or are we tripping?
Trump done cut them food stamps off. Trump done cut them food stamps off. I can't call none of my damn sisters to get a couple of damn yams. I can't call none of
my people to say, girl, let me get a couple of yaps. Why was you messing with them? And I understand, you know, they talking about you need to get a job. I'm a working person. But a lot of people work, baby, and still need them yaps.
Seems like EBT benefits are glitching out. People are going to Sam's Club and it's not working. People are going to food stamp office, benefits are revoked. And people right now are starting to notice that it's time to get a job if they want to get some food to eat.
The administration will be taking away EBT next month. Yes, that's right. No food stamps next month. How do I feel about it? I don't care. But let me tell you why before you get your panties in a bunch. Let me explain myself. Number one, this is coming from a woman who was pretty much homeless and disabled, and my state still wouldn't give me food stamps. So I didn't get rich until this year. Secondly, y'all need to start thinking about it. They finished off food stamps the month of Thanksgiving. Let me tell you something. I don't need to depend on y'all for me to eat. And I don't think nobody else should either. Because look at the effects. They're just talking about taking food stamps away. And y'all are willing to act crazy. That quick. They got you that quick. I had seen one video. This lady was like, it's the taxpayer's job to take care of my kids. I thought if you pop them out, it's your job. Nobody told you to have all them kids. And if you can't afford a kid, you don't need to be having them. The government will literally give you free contraceptives. Free contraceptives. But then you want to take it upon yourself to go pop out six kids with six different niggas that don't want to take care of their kid with you. And then complain that all of us don't want to fucking pay for your food.
As a woman, you should always have your own money. And part of the reason why is if you watch how a lot of these men are acting when it comes to this food stamp situation and how a lot of them are very happy and excited because they think that it's about to put a lot of women in survival mode to the point where those women are going to need them. I don't know why any loser would want a woman who want them strictly off of survival. Right? She don't genuinely want you. She wants you because her food stamps got cut off and she need food for her house. What type of loser are you to where that's a compliment, right? That makes you feel good. That the only reason why you got chosen is because somebody need food in their house. I just want to know what make y'all men think that these women are single. A lot of these women to be getting these food stamps keep a man. They keep a pookie up in that house eating up that food that they buying with them food stamps. So I don't know what you talking about. You banking on them needing you, they already got a bum. They don't need to wait around for you to do nothing either.
Oh my God.
I got kids at home. What am I supposed to do? Starve to death?
Ma'am.
No, I ain't leaving this here. I said what I said. I'm leaving with it, all of it. Y'all can call the cops if you want to.
Jesus.
My husband's in the Uber waiting right outside. You think I'm joking?
Ma'am, please.
I'm gone.
You know what? I really hate to say this, but I hope they do dismantle the whole SNAP benefits program. Because a lot of y'all are lazy. Like, let's just really face it. This program has been around for years, okay? Years. And a lot of y'all still have not learned. Y'all are lazy. You don't either want to get up and go to work, or you don't want to find you a better job because you're comfortable in what you're doing. You don't want to do too much, but you're expecting to get paid a lot of money to do nothing. Get up and get a job or go get a better job. It is not the government's responsibility to feed you. This is the type of BS that I've been seeing on my timeline, and it is very frustrating, okay? What a lot of people fail to understand and realize that 80% of people that are on the SNAP benefit program work. And the reason that they are on the program is because life is expensive. Groceries are expensive. Rent or mortgages are expensive. Living is expensive. So for those who are complaining about others who are frustrated about this shutdown regarding the SNAP benefits program, you really need to wake up and stop judging. Not everyone is lazy. Not everyone is sitting on their couch not doing anything. Life is expensive.
I gotta agree with this woman. Too many people are just too lazy. One of the biggest things with food stamps is a lot of people are also selling large amounts of food stamps for cash. They're just using it to supplement their income. And this woman's like, yeah, no more food stamps? Good. Go get a job because there's too many people that are relatively young. In fact, some of them, a lot of them are in their 20s and they're on food stamps. What's going on?
So no food stamp benefits for the month of November. Whoop-dee-doo. You can figure it out for 1 month. I'm just saying. Now, I'm not talking about the elderly or the disabled. We need to get together and figure out how to help them. But you abled bodies that can drop it low and spread it wide, it's time to get up and get out and get busy. Do something, okay? 1 month, you'll survive. You'll be fine, okay? All right? You might not be able to get them nails done or that hair done or whatever you do with your extra money, okay? It's all good. You will survive.
All right. So this morning I just got up and my kids asked for a snack. So I pulled out some snacks or whatever. Ty, let's go. You want juice?
Yes.
What else you want? You want popcorn? Chips? You want candy?
Yes.
What kind? We got different kinds of candy. You say what, taco? So I can hear you. What you saying? What kind you want?
Freeze
sour strips. Sour strips?
Yeah.
Okay, boom. You want fruit roll up?
Yeah.
Here you go. You want a muffin?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Mute, let's go.
Yes.
You want muffin?
Yes.
All right. Y'all say thank you to Trump. This
thank
one.
You to Trump.
This one passed at the Family Dollar Store. They let us buy some snacks off our food stamps at the dollar store, so we got lucky. This one for Walmart right here. These from Family Dollar Store. So thank you, Trump. Say thank you, Trump, y'all.
Thank you, Trump.
That's what we talking about. You feel me? All right, y'all, stay tuned. Love y'all.
My food stamps went from $4,400 in food stamps every month to $38. What am I supposed to get with $38 with six kids?
Are y'all using y'all EBT card correctly? Because I just want to make sure y'all getting all the benefits.
When I tell you EBT have so many offers on their ProPay app, I mean, if you're trying to be a CNA, they help with that. You trying to get Amazon cheaper, they help with that. Even Walmart has offers for EBT. I know a lot of people have their card and never use any of these things, but when you on low income, they try to help you the best way they can. A lot of people don't want to call and ask and, you know, do the homework on it, but it's most definitely worth it. If you download the ProPay app, you'll be able to see a lot of the offers that they are offering y'all just in the app. It is hard out here right now, and I feel like if they offering some benefits, y'all better be taking them. Call.
My kids have not eaten 5 days. It is the taxpayer's responsibility to take care of my kids.
They cutting off EBT since the shutdown. I can't use EBT in November. I got seven kids with seven daddies. Who's supposed to feed them?
I'm irritated. I woke up and now my EBT cannot purchase me no soda, no candy, no chip, no ice cream, no dessert, no nothing. And this not even really about me, because I'm fortunate enough that if push comes to shove, I don't have to use that EBT. It's not even in my name. It's not my EBT part. I don't make enough that I can afford my groceries, but I make enough that if I gotta eat, then I can eat. But I'm thinking about people who don't even live within 5 miles of a grocery store. People who go and do their grocery shopping at the corner store because that's what's closest to them. And there's nothing for another 10, 15, 20 miles. And nobody has a car. Everybody has to take the bus. So you can only go to where the bus takes you. And heaven forbid if you're disabled and cannot get there. And you don't have a caregiver or the necessities that you need to be able to make shit shake. No EBT. Like, and I understand, like, okay, you can still buy your necessities. You can still buy your little pasta and your bread and your meat. But what about diabetics? What about the people who need the shit? Like, I don't understand. What's going on? I don't understand why the baby can't have no chips. Why the baby can't have no chips?
No more snacks on EBT. People are having full meltdowns over this. Because right now, the current administration is putting strict rules about what you could buy on food stamps. You can no longer be buying those energy drinks, those sugary snacks, but you could definitely buy a nice, healthy rotisserie chicken. And check out more videos on the channel. EBT right now and the controversies behind that and mass amounts of welfare scams and frauds are coming into light currently.